Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show, and tonight I'm going to call the show Common Sense. Because I get emails all the time about different angles of things, you know. And I sometimes wonder where common sense has gone to. Has it left the building? Has it left the planet? Makes me wonder. So I thought tonight I'd talk a little bit about common sense, because tonight there's some things going on in the world that's lacking common sense, and most of us who are awake have come to the same conclusion that I'm talking about already, where that we have no more common sense. Israel is pushing the bullshit further, another game to keep people in the dark, perpetuating another lie. We've heard about the Delta variant, right? And we heard about the new variant coming out of South America, the Lambda variant. I think it's called Lambda, whatever. And we're all hearing about these variants. Are we not hearing about these variants? You know? And yet, I fail to understand how there can be a variant. Now think about this for a minute. There can be variants, for sure. And there can be variants that are now coming from vaccines, because I believe those are what's creating the variants. But let's take a look at the so-called mainstream bullshit on just what's going on. Israel now is saying that we have a new, you know, Delta variant, and it's going to end the vaccines. It can get by the vaccines, and it's going to get by the vaccines, and we need new vaccines, and and I'm thinking to myself, holy jumping, you got to be kidding me. So, hold on.
No, it isn't isolated the virus. That's the issue.
What about live animal samples?
It doesn't tell you anything if they only test positive. I do not suspect it's coming from what we originally thought.
This is China. China. Okay, they can't find it. They can't isolate it. They don't know what it is. They don't know where it came from. Okay, yet we... No, it came from Wuhan. See, Chinese stuff is junk. Even the glasses they're wearing don't work. They can't see it. Now, this is the common sense part I'm trying to get at here. If this was never isolated at all, how is it possible for Pfizer, Moderna, Sputnik, Chinese version, or whatever they got, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, AstraZeneca, how can they make a remedy for something that's never been isolated? Imagine that. Number one. Number two, how can it go from corona to COVID, which is an identifier, and then from there going into SARS-CoV? Again, we have to know what it is and how it can mutate. And then from there go into some kind of deviant or some kind of, you know, mutation, a variant. And now it's becoming Delta. Are they hitting people with Delta frequencies using 6G? Makes me wonder, because so far, if we just do this on a logical perspective, it's never been isolated. The Chinese, one of the head Chinese guys is saying they've never isolated it. So how is it that that the medical people, see, the UN, the WHO, the FDA, you know, the health departments, health ministries, you know, politicians, warp speed, Warp speed. Give me all you got, Scotty. We're at warp 10, Captain. She can't take it anymore. How is it we have gone from this imagined slight to a far-out fantasy is beyond me. Common sense isn't so common. Now we're finding another little thing. I'm going to explain a little bit about this tonight because, again, common sense isn't common. We have heard this week that these doctors in Spain found graphene causing the magnetic and all the damage and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then I'm hearing people all over saying that you can use cysteine glutathione to pull this out. Let's take a look at this with common sense, shall we? This graphene that they're talking about is not magnetic. Period. Graphene can only be magnetic. If it's a graphene oxide, there's no magnetism to it whatsoever. But if you have a graphene material, like a fullerene or some kind of assembly, and you twist it, where it's twisted can become magnetic, but only if it's exposed to a magnetic field. When they tested graphene for its magnetic capability, it doesn't really have much there, very little, if anything. But what it does have has to be in a magnetic field. Ergo, you combine it with iron oxide is what they put in the vaccine, which the doctors, for some strange reason, did not mention. Because when you add iron oxide, nano iron oxide, with nano graphene, you produce a higher catalytic effect. In other words, the iron oxide now can be charged to become magnetic just by your own body's bioelectric, which will in turn allow the graphene to amplify the magnetic field that it has. Now, when you look at it, and you look at the magnetic effect, the normal chelators are not going to pull this out. Period. Until you degauss the person's body. And then you're going to need something like sodium thiosulfate, which is far, far stronger than NaC, because it's a combination of two sulfurs, a thiol, which basically is a sulfur in an alcohol, and a sulfate. This will you will grab it and pull it out once you disengage the operating system. Imagine that. As long as the material is magnetically charged, it isn't going anywhere because it's going to adhere to itself. Now, this is the other interesting thing about the graphene that they supposedly saw in these pictures. Everybody jumped on the bandwagon, but nobody took the time to actually look at the photos. So I'm going to encourage you to go back and look at the photos that they took from these people with these so-called injections in the cells. Look at them closely. Those cells are so saturated with the graphene integration that there's no way in the short amount of time that they would be that saturated. In other words, they would have already had to have it in the system assembling. That means they're being exposed to it some way, somewhere, somehow. Whether they're breathing it in, whether they're consuming it in the food supply, which, again, do not put anything past the food supply today because you have no food safety. You haven't had any food safety for at least 50 or 60 years. Give you an example. The United States of America banned DDT. So did Canada. What happened? Free trade came along, and we were buying our food from Central and South America, which are still using DDT. Why wasn't these things stopped at the border? Because they signed a free trade agreement allowing them to come into the country. Ergo, you are now being poisoned through imports. God only knows what's coming from China. Who knows? So when you look at the graphene that's in the cells, those cells are hardwired. Now, somebody was mentioning charcoal. Nanobiotech loves carbon. Loves carbon. It will thrive and assemble on carbon exponentially. Graphene is a carbon. It is a carbon that is harder than diamond. Charcoal is a carbon as well. And what would happen there is the carbon in the charcoal, since it doesn't grab anything, it basically, it doesn't work like a chelator. It works more like a magnet where it attracts things to it. In this case, it would be attracted to the graphene, and then the assembly would use the charcoal to further assemble itself exponentially, because now it has carbon. So when you're hearing these stories by some of these gurus who have absolutely no idea how to deal with an adaptive operating system, because they still think they're dealing with just a metallic material, the thing that they will see is maybe the odd thing that they may have pulled out that hasn't been fully attached. But once this stuff is attached and socked in, you're not going to pull it out that easy unless you disengage the program. This is where common sense fails. Now, we got these people talking dandelion and anise and what's the other one? Pine needle. 13 years ago, we used herbs as well. We used every herb you could imagine that would have pulled us out, killed it, whatever. Worm from wormwood to you name it. Nothing touched it. And the reason why I'm saying this is not to discourage you, but to save you from wasting time and money and precious resources that in today's time you don't have. And so when you are going to address nano poisoning. I had another guy contact me today. Is the bucket this, this, and this? I thought, are you kidding me? Why are you asking me these stupid questions? Truly stupid questions. I'm not sure what people are thinking anymore. I'm not even sure people are thinking anymore. Some of the people that I did have an enjoyable day today. I got to tell you, I had somebody come in, a European fella, and he wanted to come and talk and ask me questions. So sure, pop on by. So he's telling me what's going on where he works. He says, you can't talk to anybody. They're done. You know, and they only want to get the vaccine so they can go to a ball game. Or they're not, it's not about health. It's so that they can have access. This is how low people have become. It blows me away. Oh, give me the gun. I'll take my chances with the bullet in the chamber. They don't realize that there's only one chamber empty and the other five are loaded. Let me take a spin. So when you understand what's going on here, and you hopefully will get it, I put on here common sense of nano and graphene and why the theories don't work. When you look at that link, you'll see the pictures of graphene in there. And I was going to have you walk through it with me while we're doing the show, but I figured you can go look at it yourself. And you can see how graphene, when it gets inside of an opening, begins to assemble. You'll see two separate patches of graphene, and then they will agglomerate and become one patch, integrating and interfacing with each other. It's not like you got two little marbles side by side. You've got web of graphene interlaced with each other. That ain't coming out with a simple chelator. These guys are crazy. It's not going to come out with some tea either. Again, these guys are crazy. None of them want to do the work. I'm going to tell you something. Everybody wants an easy out here, but you have to understand something here. We are at war. There ain't nothing simple about murdering or genociding or planeticiding a planet of people. And if you think for 1 minute that they went through all this trouble to create all this deception, to create this weapon that they've created to take you out, that is going to be an easy thing to get rid of, common sense ain't so common. We are dealing in a war, an unprecedented value that we've never seen before. Instead of one nation assaulting another nation, now you have nations assaulting their own people. When they put out laws for our protection, look at those laws through the eyes of inversion. You have no protection. Following the theme of the day, following these doctors today, because you got to remember, a lot of these doctors have no testicles. They're ballless. They got nothing. Instead of standing together and fighting as a organization opposing government, they just capitulated to what's going on. It's sad. It's sad. The whole thing is sad that the medical field is afraid of the AMA and the CMA in North America. They should have broke away, formed another institution, one that they would eventually have more people go to. If there was a doctor that broke away from the AMA or the CMA, I'd go see that doctor. If he's got that much testicular fortitude then to do the right thing, then I know I'm going to be in good hands. But the rest of these so-called whatever they are, they're useless. Medical field has not cured anybody in 60 to 70 or 80 years. Nothing. There's been no cures, just treatments. So here we are in Israel pushing this new variant. How can this variant be a variant when we don't even know what it is? Now, am I saying it doesn't exist? Oh, I'm saying there's something there for sure, but it didn't come from Corona. It came from a lab. Just like Israel's pushing this bullshit, it's coming from their labs. Just like America's pushing the bullshit, it's coming from their labs. Just like Canada, oh, we got to protect the Canadians. Oh, we got to protect the Canadians. Shit, they were the first ones to wipe out the seniors in the old folks' home. First ones to wipe out the natives and the reserves. Yeah, they're going to take care of you, all right? And now Quebec is talking about major shutdown because of this Delta variant. I mean, this is never going to stop. They give you a little bit of a breather so you can catch your breath. Oh, I'm going to be able to go shopping. I'm going to be able to go to a movie house. I'm going to be able to go to a bar again. Hey, hell, I might be able to go to a baseball game, a hockey game. Forget basketball because you'll be locked down way before basketball season comes along. And you think you're making headway. Oh, we're doing so good. I heard the health minister in Ontario yesterday. What a joke. What a joke. Oh, we're doing so fine. 200,000 people a day are getting their vaccines. 200,000 people a day. That's a joke. He's probably lucky if he gets 2,000 a day. But we're getting the numbers up. Yay. Then they asked him about, you know, what, you know, is this too quick? Is this too fast? And then I read the United Kingdom. I mean, oh my gosh. I know not all Brits are crazy. Well, they're saying 40% of the UK wants people to keep wearing a mask. That sounds like Kingsville or Leamington. We got a bunch of F-tards out there. Mask. You know. Insanity. Now, I don't believe for 1 minute 40% of the population wants to keep masks going. I don't buy it at all. I do believe that the media is propagating these numbers and propagating this bullshit, again, to keep the people in this fear mindset, just like here in Canada. Until everybody develops some common sense, if they are not dead by the time that happens, and realize and recognize that this is nothing but a facade, nothing but a deception to keep you in a state of hyper fear. This is what this is all about. Keeping you in this focus, keeping you so narrowed in this what you're seeing that you can't see what's really around you. How is it that, I live in Windsor, Ontario, how is it that the people of Windsor, Ontario, seriously, haven't had common sense enough to look around and see that nobody has dropped dead in the street or in the malls or anywhere for that matter? And every time I hear somebody died, I had a guy call me today, tell me he had a neighbor that was 70 years old. Asked him if he got his shot. He said, no way. He said, no. And he told my buddy not to get the shot because he had four friends of his in their 70s and they're all dead. He all said, they'd all be okay. Oh, we'll be okay. I hear that from my daughter. Said, oh, Dad, well, I'll be okay. Yeah. No brain. Not knowing really what you're dealing with. And then when something goes wrong, they're going to cry, help, yeah. Then, I got something. I was listening today on Brighty, and a friend of mine sent me this. And people say they want to be heard. They want to be heard. They took the shots. They went along. They wanted to do their part to get the infections down. And now when you watch these people speaking about being heard, they all look like death. They're like hanging on by a thread, some of them. And now we have more countries violating everybody's civil liberties. You saw the other day the resolution, was it 2631 or whatever it was, about protecting people so they don't have to comply with the government if they don't want to. Yet the governments of specific France now is saying, oh, if you want to go to a bar, you want to go to a public place, you're going to have to be vaccinated. Seriously? I'm hoping the French have more brains. Yeah, I am really hoping that they have far more brain. If everybody told the government no, what could the government do? Seriously, in Quebec, if everybody in Quebec told the government, Chuck, you Farley, what are you going to do? They don't have enough police in the province to stop any activity if it really got monumental. Same in Ontario. We got more people than Quebec. What would they do? Ford would probably retire. Oh, shit, they're not listening. He'd run away. You know, what would they do? Common sense, not so common. So more countries are now going to try to take away your rights. More countries are now propagating this new deviant. Everyone's got a new one. Now some got two. Probably soon some will have three. You have to wear a mask, put a diaper on your head, have a space suit on, wear hand condoms, and then make sure you wash your hands in toxic solvents. Oh, wait, we're doing that now. Then we're going to have to test you by taking a Q-tip and sticking it up your arse and giving that a twist so we can drop a nano chip inside your backside. Imagine that. You You know, the masks have done their damage, really. The masks have done their damage. When you look at the masks and how they have provided carbon dioxide poisoning to the general population, and they've been wearing these masks for over a year and a half, some of these people have irreversible brain damage. They're never going to come back. Mask, no, I need my mask. I'm going to die if I don't have my mask. No, please, mask. You're going to be walking around with a space helmet on, with a visor, and oxygen. Oh, I'm protected. It's astounding. It's astounding, you know. They are definitely in this whole genre of different things, and it's all about keeping everybody in a state of fear. Not allowing you to see the truth. They're keeping on barraging you with fear. The media, I was talking to that man today that came to see me. We're talking about, he told me he came from a communist country. And the number one thing you learn in a communist country is you do not trust the government. I said I didn't grow up in a communist country. I grew up in the West. And I knew at a young age, never trust the government. In Canada, unfortunately, that lesson never got learned. Everybody kisses the government's ass over here. It's incredible to see the amount of people that are so dependent on the government. And all the governments have ever done is slaughtered their own people. They started wars. They put people in high poverty through hyperinflation. They put people out in the streets. And yet people still keep going to the government. I do not get that at all. It's amazing to me. It is utterly amazing to me. This whole situation has been so badly mismanaged by the government, and the government interfering with the medical profession in this country. They have dictated policy. Anybody that goes against and conflicts with the policy winds up losing their job or their position or their shutdown. And yet we let this reject from a test tube from Asia come here to Canada to tell us Canadians what we need to do. Like, we don't have our own doctors in this country? You mean to tell me in all of Canada, a land as big as this one, with a population of about 35 million people, that we don't have one doctor in this country that knows what's going on, that we have to bring some reject import here in this country? That's tells you that we are really hurting in the area of science. That's telling us we're really hurting in the areas of pharmacology. It's incredible what we have here. We've got losers here. We don't have any real science. We got the pseudoscience, and we got a sorcerer from Asia coming here performing pseudoscience on Canadians. That tells me a lot about people in this country, that they're actually believing the bullshit from this reject. You mean to tell me, if this is the case, seriously, anybody who's going to take out medicine, you might want to go to another country and learn the art or the practice there, because in Canada, unfortunately, you're just going to get pseudoscience. You're not even going to be taught correctly. I'm not sure where I can tell you to go to really learn allopathy correctly, but hey, not Canada. You see what we've got running the show. You know, it's seriously amazing to me that we have trustingly allowed stupidity to destroy this country. That's you know, that's the bottom line, really. It's really the bottom line of where, you know, what's happening here in this country and how inept we are, that we cannot even produce a medical staff that knows anything about biology, apparently, virology or genetics, or bacteriology, you know, any of the sciences. They don't know anything about nano, that's for sure. None of them do. They're about 30 years behind. This country, by the time they get caught up with nano poisoning and nanobiotech poisoning, we'll have developed some whole new AI disease from artificial intelligence. And they'll just still be getting started on, oh, nanoparticles are toxic. Ooh. Like I said, today has been a day where I'm hearing stuff from all over, from people from everywhere. And it's interesting that we are in the situation we're in over nonsense. You know, if everybody had stood up at the beginning and said, we're not playing, taking our marbles home, go home, find yourself a new job because we're going to vote you out. This would have stopped right then and there. They may have cut off whatever, but big deal. Life would have went on. Instead, everybody decided we're going to do our share. We're going to do our part. Oh, we're going to bear our arm, or we're going to bear our backside. We're going to bear something. Just give us a shot. And now people are saying they want to be heard. Why is it that when Pfizer screws up, Moderna screws up, Johnson & Johnson screws up, AstraZeneca screws up, you see only one article? Now, the FDA is making some kind of warning with the Johnson & Johnson's, and they're playing down the warning that you can get Guillain-Barre syndrome with it. But they're playing it down. It occasionally happens 1 in 10,000. How do you know you're not that 1 in 10,000? Again, common sense isn't there. You know. And, okay. I have been getting, in the last 3 months, people contacting me, telling me their pets are dying. And a lot of them have died as a result of the owners getting the vaccination or the injection or the program or the operating system, going home, petting their animals, and the next day the animal is tanked, done, fini. One person was saying that they went home and the dog had a convulsion, flipped over on its back and pissed itself. Took it to the vet. Vet didn't know what to do. Never seen anything like it. They got it home. She pet the dog again. The dog went into a convulsion and flipped over and pissed itself again and died, I think, a couple days later. Imagine that. Common sense. Not common. Some of you are saying to me, well, what can we do to get this out? Really? Now you want it out? You, the two shall become one. You are now one with DNA. DNA now is one with you. You, DNA, swear solemnly to take this host as your host and overwrite the DNA and make them make more proteins than the body can handle, poisoning them systems, helping them manufacture more poisons than they should have in the body, never meant to have in the body. The DNA says, yes, I do. Do you, host, take the DNA to integrate it with you, to become one, and allow it to rewrite your program, and even though it's experimental and not approved, do you solemnly take this DNA to become one with? Yes, I do. I now pronounce you mutated. That was all off the top of my head. This is what's happening. You know, so to this point, I do not know how to get it out of somebody who's been injected. I can't tell you, you know, what to do there. I have some ideas, but I don't have the equipment to see the ideas, nor do I have the people or the test subjects to try it on. You know, I don't know if I would, because it could kill you. But those who are getting the jumps, those can be dealt with. Like I said, there's a distinction. One is inserted and directly put into the system. It's like taking an old floppy disk, shoving it in, or a thumb drive, putting it in, downloading the program off those thumb drives, pulling it out, and now the data that's on that thumb drive is in your system. The only difference is I can erase what's on my computer. I don't have any biometric coding on the nucleotides. I don't have the biometric coding on the peptides. I don't have any biometric coding on the DNA. I don't have any biometric coding on the proteins. I don't have any biometric coding on the nano AI program or operating system. These work together to put the program together, just like your computer runs a syntax, to produce whatever the operating system is told to produce. You know, when you're talking jumping, it's not integrated. It's just, it's accessing or trying to access. So your immune system keeps it at bay, you know, for a period of time. I've had people contact me as well and explain to me how just coming into a contact situation, you know, where they just, somebody in the family comes over to the house, all of a sudden they're having a menstrual meltdown, or they're having an ovarian meltdown, or they're in a lot of pain, they're disorientated, they're dizzy. You know, this is what happens. But again, and after a couple hours, you seem to be okay. The people that get these injections, this is going to be something you're going to live with. And they're going to make you suffer irrevocably. See, you have to understand something. Our bodies are batteries. Our bodies are living batteries. You know, when God made us, He made us so that we would produce energy on all kinds of levels. You know, biometrically, biochemically, you know, through food that we eat, through enzyme activity, you know, stimulants that you take, but you make energy. You're a dynamo. And these things, when they put them inside you, drain your energy so that they can function. See, the graphene on its own is not magnetic, but it can use your body's bielectric with the iron oxide mixed with it, and now you have a magnet. And that magnet will contain the proteins so that they can now be acting as a singularity. Rank and file, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1 row, 2 row, 3 row, 4 row. And the graphene also can carry data. Imagine that. We were talking earlier about transmitting and hitting the nanoparticles inside the body to emit a frequency to make you think or make your body manufacture a health condition. This is very real. These things I'm saying can be looked up and found out. They were doing this 13 years ago, for crying out loud. Nothing's changed except they've made the fine-tuning of this bioweapon. So anything that you can do, and I've said this before, anything you can do to offset the assault creating the surge and purge, you know, giving yourself a high static charge, getting things like creatine into the body to produce your help produce ATP, getting adenine in the body, getting nucleotides in the body, just so that you can keep the protein content where it needs to be so that your body can sustain and maintain protection. You know, we are no longer living in the good old days. The good old days weren't good old days either. They were just simpler times. But there was a lot of bullshit that went on in the good old days too. It has now accumulated to this point in time where we're at today in order to, again, refine the weaponizing of biotechnology or bioengineering or bio-nano-engineering or AI engineering, however way you want to call it. You know, that's where we're at today. And your kids, boy, they're coming for your kids. I'm going to tell you that right now. They are coming for your kids. They're talking now. It's okay to give kids 12-year-olds. I've been doing this for the last 6 months. But they're reiterating it in some states and some places. They still want kids to wear a mask. Are you kidding me? It's horrific. It's just utterly horrific. I put the song War Pigs on. And I wanted to read certain word lines in here to correlate some of the things that we're reading in the Bible. They kind of match. Okay, I got generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction. That's what we got going on right now. Bill Gates, Soros, Fauci, all these so-called Zuckerberg, all these guys that are in this cabal, this movement, they're all targeting the planet to reduce the population of the planet. They're working in conjunction with each other to create a more potent plan by keeping the state of stupid. People who stay in the state of stupid don't know what to believe. They have no faith in anything because now they're all about to and fro like the wind. So anyway, Sorcerers of Death's Construction. Sorcerers of Death's Construction is the pharmaceutical labs and the university labs that are producing these biological agents to further damage men and women. You notice I said the word men and women, something that we all should be using in our vocabulary. Okay, in the fields, the body's burning as the war machine keeps turning. Now, initially, I was thinking that had to do with the military-industrial complex, but now I'm thinking as the war machine keeps turning, that's artificial intelligence waging war on mankind using drugs. Easiest way to take them out. Death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning their brainwashed minds. This is what AI is doing through the media. This is what the governments are using AI to do through the media. Further poisoning the brainwashed minds. I look at a lot of stuff that's been redone or redubbed and whatever, and you can see artificial intelligence's influences in the process of making these movies or shows or even advertisements, how they've upgraded them. It's interesting to watch. Politicians hide themselves away. They only start the war. Why should they go to the fight? They leave that role to the poor. It's always been the poor that went to war. It's always been the poor that's had to fight the battles. It's always been the poor that's carried the intentions of governments in other countries. Time will tell on their power minds, making war just for fun, treating people just like pawns in chess, wait till their judgment day comes. There will be a reckoning. But in the meantime, they're treating people just like pawns. Isn't that what Bill Gates has been doing? He's waving his arms. Oh, yeah, when the world's all vaccinated, then we'll go back to normal. Oh, when the world... You know, that nonsense. Fauci. Oh, we've had 6 million people die. This is serious stuff. 6 million out of 7 billion. I don't even think that's a percentage. I think that's what the normal flu kills every year anyway. Imagine that. You know, treating people just like pawns in chess. That's what they're doing. Now in darkness, world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. Now this, when you read this, you can interpret this on many different levels. But if they have created a war where men and women from all countries are killing each other or dying within their countries, then no more war pigs have the power. Hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. On their knees, the war pigs crawling. Begging mercies for their sins, Satan laughing spreads his wings. In the end, they'll get theirs. But in the meantime, we have to endure. So when you see these things, and you look at some of the things you read in Revelations, there's a lot of correlation. But I think today, when we're reading some of the texts in the Bible, we have to apply it to today's technology. I think myself, what John was seeing back then, he saw the mark of the beast, he saw the chimera, he saw some of the things that, I forget what I was reading, Revelation 17. Even when you read Revelation 17, there's a lot in there, boy, I'll tell you, and it makes you wonder, are we talking about governments, or are we talking about a machine, you know? And the interesting symbol there about the dragon supporting the lion, the bear, and the leopard. And then again, correlating those symbols to countries. When they talk about lion, a lot of times it can be interchanged with the United States and the UK being, because they're the same, or the Commonwealth. Just refer that to the Commonwealth. Russia being the bear, the leopard being Germany. When I saw that, I said, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So like I said, there's some things when you see things and you correlate them to today and what's going on. I told you, they are using that book as the playbook. And when you can make the correlations with what any part of the Bible says to today's current times, you can see the scheduled events as they unfold in the Bible, and you can tie them to what's currently going on today. This is the playbook. This is what they're using. You know, like I said, you need to read it to know where you're at in the script here. It's the only way, really, the only way. Anyway, I gave you a lot to think about. The point I'm trying to get here tonight is this. When you watch something on the internet, the one thing that the perpetrators of the internet know very well is how easy they can get you to forget facts and how easy they can get you to be entertained with something brand new. Ooh, doctors in Spain did this. Ooh, the doctor over here is doing that. Ooh, did you see this? Did you see that? And then you were forgetting really what's really going on. Nothing's really been evolving except the charade that they've been putting out there. You know, don't get caught up in the charade. Take a hard look at what they're showing you. Look carefully. If you're seeing a cluster of cells that are already got wires all over them, that means those wires are integrated into the core of the cell, and it's not just one wire. You got mega-loaded cells of nanoparticles there iron oxide, graphene, silver, whatever they put in there in the nano delivery is going to be in those cells and is going to be exponential. But there's a certain amount of time to see a concentration of this networking. But when you see it already at a certain point, then you got to ask yourself, what are they talking about? How does something like that grow wires to integrate into the cells and the protein? That's because it can self-assemble, self-replicate, and self-repair. That's an adaptive operating system. That's why you're seeing what you're seeing there. And for that to have been to that degree, there is no way that a shot on the short term would be able to do that. It would start in engaging, for sure, and it would start saturating and splitting. But the way the sophistication of the networking of those cells indicates that's been there for quite some time. And there's going to be no simple remedy to get that out, contrary to what you've heard. You know, first thing you have to do is disengage it some way, somehow, either with an EMP, with an electrostatic charge, or a strong, very strong ionic field. Then you're going to have to strip that out. You got to expel it out of body. You can either use a triangle, you can either use the bucket, or whatever other means you can pull stuff out of your body. But you first have to disengage the operating system. That's why you use an electrostatic charge, and that's why you use a bucket. Now, somebody contacted me today, and they took the racket, and they were giving themselves a shock with the racket. Obviously, somebody wasn't paying attention to what the man was showing you. You take the racket apart, and you have to modify that so that you can amplify the charge in the capacitor so that when it surges, you get a high-powered electrostatic surge. That's the only way you're going to disengage anything. Because it's like a woof, like an EMP. So like I said, there are things that can actually be done. But those who are vaccinated, I still don't know what to tell you. You know, I look at these things in a whole different light because I've been doing it for a long time. And these people are just these Johnny-come-latelys. They're trying to, maybe they're well-intended, maybe they want to help, maybe they're trying to help, but in reality, all they're doing is making it worse. They need to read and study what's been laid out there already for them. You know, don't get sucked into an alfalfa bath and this and that. That ain't going to do nothing either. Might make your skin feel a little softer and smoother, but the assembly and the programming are still functioning within. So don't, again, common sense, pay attention. Look at these pictures. Look at the density of these things. They were seeing another picture of graphene where they're making them into a solar panel. They grew the graphene. It grew. It multiplied to cover the area they needed it to cover. And when you saw it, it was about it. By the time it had assembled, it had already been about an eighth of an inch thick. Just so you understand that these things do network with each other. You know, I'm trying to get you so that you don't get deceived, you don't get manipulated, you don't get sucked into bullshit. Because this is going to get worse when it comes to the deception. Be skeptical. Be objective. Challenge it. Don't just go along with the status quo. Don't be like a computer, just going syntax after syntax after syntax. Investigate what you're saying. And don't look at things that are just, they're all saying the same shit because they got it from the same source. Look up things like toxicology reports. Look up things like, you know, how to discharge or how to throw the stuff away, what it can do into the environment. Pay attention to these details, because if this stuff can do things out into the environment, it won't have any problem doing stuff in you. Your internal environment reflects the earth on so many different levels. And you got the perfect lab. You got minerals, you got biochemical reactions, you got your bioelectrical, you have enzyme activities, all can be utilized to power up these technologies floating in the body. Okay. It's the way it is, that's how they hack you, that's how they sabotage you. Once you understand that, you're on your way. Don't let anybody bullshit you. Don't let anybody play some, you know, sleight of hand trick. You're dealing with operating systems. Okay, remember that. Okay, I'm going to call it here. I always tell everybody at the end of these shows to read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the letters, read the Book of Acts, read the Book of Revelations. Correlate what Christ said to today's times. Apply them to yourself to the best of your ability. Read the text first on your own. Don't let anybody screw you over. Read it for yourself. Best thing I could tell anybody. In my site here, in my pod, I got people that are trying their best to help everybody out. You got Catherine, you got Fiona, you got Three Arts Church, you got Liberty, you got Yanni, you got Shai, you got Ty, you got Brian, you got myself. Everybody there is trying to give you a little hand to get through these tough times. Help them any way you can financially. If you can, if you can't, don't worry about it. Share the information. Help everybody out. Help everybody see. Alrighty. I think we just about got it. As I always say at the end of these shows, you know, by the grace of God, we're still here. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.